The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke his prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not at rest of humanity. Greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So I don't have to mention about this parable because it's so easy to find out the meaning to be humble, right? I like the second reading. Paul to the Timothy. Paul by that time was in the prison. He said he is ready to die because any time. But then something struck him when he was in the court. No one was with him. I think humanly speaking, he was a little bit disappointed. But finally find out one truth. Even people are not with me. God is with me all the time. This should be our experience. Many times expect people give us support. And finally, but no one at the end. Don't be discouraged. Paul told us, God is with us all the time. And again, this is my experience also all through these years in the priesthood, at times in Hong Kong, at times in Kowloon, at times in Toronto. Everywhere is different and difficult. You find yourself a little bit lonely because, you know, we are single, no one to talk to. You're married, you can talk to your husband, you can talk to your wife. We have no one to talk to. Father Sergio is not the one who listened to my complaint, so I'm single, I'm alone. But beautiful, God is with us. I'm fortunate we are so close to the church and we have the Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament there. When I come here, before it was only Friday, every evening we had exposition of Blessed Sacrament. Now, every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, we have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Many times I try to come down and stay with the Lord. He is our consolation. The only person who knows us well. I learned to be more consolidated with the Lord. I thank you. I thank the Lord for all this opportunity. You know why? When I was in Toronto, I was visiting a person who had a stigma, the five wounds. It's a lady. Once I went to see her and asked her to pray for me, to ask Jesus, because Jesus by the time, every now and then appeared to her. He is a visionary. So once I'm going to write a small piece of paper writing some of my intentions, given to that person is called Lillian Barnes. He was a nurse, but eventually Jesus asked her just to remain in the house and receive the messages so that we can spread these messages to the world. I asked her to pray for me. Once she called me, "Peter, this evening Jesus came to see me. He got some message for you." So immediately I asked my friend, although he's from Toronto, but it's not the area, he's from Niagara on the lake. It takes 2 hours by driving, so I cannot go by myself. I asked my friend to go and take the transcript of the conversation. One thing Jesus asked me, because I was at a new parish in Toronto, I asked that be a place of unity, because that parish comprised of Chinese, of course, from Taiwan, from Hong Kong, from Beijing, and from a local Chinese. It's difficult to work together, even we are Chinese, so I can imagine. But I just say, "Jesus, what can I do?" Your Lord Jesus told me one of the message, simply, "Stay with me every day before the Blessed Sacrament." That reminds me, you know, when the disciples praying in the garden after Last Supper in the Gethsemane garden, and the three disciples, his close ones, all snapped, too tired, maybe after the wine, they fell asleep. And then Jesus awakened them, saying, "Can you stay with me for an hour?" But the time. So when I got a message, I connect with that Jesus telling his disciple, "Stay with me." So I think it's good for you, even if you are not living close to the church. But whenever, just remind yourself, when you come before the Blessed Sacrament, stay with Jesus for some time. If the heart offers, he is the only person who really stays with us. So I share this with you so that we can, if you are living nearby, you have nothing to do in the evening, of course you have something to do always, but when you're free, come, even not exposition of Blessed Sacrament, come to the church and stay for a moment. He's waiting for us. That's why Jesus appeared to Sister Faustina. He expects that closeness with us. He complained once with Sister Faustina. Many people receive the communion but show nothing, no emotion, nothing. He said, they took me as nothing. This is how Jesus suffered. He is love. God is love. He is love. And we receive no love. So let us pray for each one another that we start again today, the first day of our life, have this love for Jesus. Only you. You know, after the resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples, and Peter was there. You know, Peter denied him for 3 times. He just asked Peter 3 times, "Peter, do you love me?" Same word. Jesus is expecting, is asking each one of us, no exception, "Do you love me?"